Right now, we're going to unwrap an early present that is under the Christmas tree. And when we open it up, we see Marcy and David. It's time for the Berkshire Edge on air, theberkshireedge.com. Good morning and happy holidays, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Ho, ho, ho.
You know, I'm not necessarily...
Or should I say snow, snow, snow?
And well, that's why before that I played the Alleluia chorus because... now that we've got some snow on the way, and of course we're into the holiday season, why not? Why not? You know, I know that you guys probably say Marshall Miles likes that movie.
Which movie were you talking about?
Love Actually. Love Actually.
Uh-huh, right.
And some people look at me and say, "You like that?"
I have never seen it all the way through.
It's fun. It's fun.
I'm sure it is.
It's one of those movies.
Cast.
A story.
Don't lie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, a story within a story and a story. So anyways, well, we move on to the holiday season. And yes, we are waiting for snow, a blizzard, as Al, Blizzard Diablo, as Al Roker.
Visitor to Blizzardo Diablo, right.
You know, back when restaurants were open, a frequent visitor to the Berkshire area, eating up in your neck of the woods.
Yeah,
Al Roker.
Did.
Oh yeah. So
was, he had a house near him.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't mention the favorite restaurant, but he has a favorite restaurant that he talks about all the time.
Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah. Just north of Great Barrington, just before you get to the first pot shop, but it's over on the left. I won't say any more than that. so you can kind of figure it in. All right. Let's talk about the Brown Bridge.
Uh-huh.
Now, will it be brown? You guys are laughing, but the West Cornwall Covered Bridge.
There's somebody who said it will always be green to him.
I can remember.
long enough that it will be green.
You're right. I remember when it was green, but you know, the West Cornwall Covered Bridge, about, I think it was 10 years ago, the state repainted it. And it wasn't the color red that it was, but people went crazy, and the state came back and repainted it all over with the right color. So people care about their bridges.
Well,
yes, go ahead, Marcy.
No. I mean, I'm just wondering why it became the Brown Bridge to begin with. I think that was a nickname for it.
No, because it was so rusty.
Yes, that's exactly right.
The state highway department, who is responsible for that bridge, I think became so embarrassed because people would walk along and look down at the girders underneath and say, "Oh my gosh, this bridge is going to fall into the river. It's so rusty, and you guys aren't maintaining it." So there was for years and years and years, it's always been that complaint. So now they have. And the reason it was brown was it wasn't painted brown. It was just completely covered with rust. So now they have finally painted it, and it's this kind of, well, it's not exactly a ruby red, but I gather this is a primer. So who knows what color it'll end up.
Now, the bridge is going to be replaced fairly soon, right?
No, I think it's being
upgraded.
By painting,
it's being upgraded.
How about replacing the damn thing? You sit on that in heavy traffic, and when the trucks go over,
it wobbles.
Well, listen, if we take the time to replace it,
that's right.
You know, we won't have any bridges. We've already got two other bridges from Great Barrington down.
It would be a town divided. Well, anyways.
Right.
Town divided, that's right. You'll have to have a little ferry, a little car ferry across the river
right.
there.
Yeah, one of those ropes. Remember the ferries they used to have with the ropes where
right.
they dragged you across the river on a little wooden platform. All right, so that is the brown to paint.
We'll have
I know. Well, you know, it'd be
we'll
interesting.
Have a boatman.
That's right.
That's right.
It'd be like going across the River Styx.
Exactly right. That's what I was thinking.
All right, so we'll see. We'll see how that shakes out. Let's talk though about the next story, and that is with Judy Isakoff.
Oh yeah. Well, she has. She keeps an eye. She has a column and keeps an eye on the sky. And
right.
This time, she has. She's focusing on a very interesting phenomenon, which of these two planets that will be
Jupiter and Saturn.
Yeah, which will be in conjunction. And so you can, as she's like, they say, look up.
Right, know? On the 21st.
It's on the 21st, and you'll see a new phenomena in the sky. And so her column comes up weekly.
So this is the first time since the year 1226, the first
right.
time in nearly eight centuries, that the greatest of great conjunctions, as she calls it, will be observable, and it will be Monday the 21st,
right?
Coinciding by chance with the winter solstice.
Yep.
So to our eyes, there'll be a separation of 1/10 of a degree between the planets, the thickness of a toothpick.
Well, if ever he was going to come back and make an appearance, this is the time. Pardon me.
Absolutely.
I take that back. He or she. I take that back.
So I'm trying to figure out what time this will be. I'm just looking at the article. Let's see. I think it's going to be between 5 and 6 o'clock a.m. P.M.?
Jupiter appears first.
Yes.
At 5 p.m.
And then Saturn comes into view minutes later.
Right.
And the pair gets together
between
about 15
and,
minutes.
Between 5 and 6.
Oh, God. I don't know that I'm going to...
No.
I may miss it.
I'll do it like we've done everything.
But you, Marshall.
No, I'll do it like we do everything this year.
No. This is just after sunset.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll
no,
do
this
it.
Is AM
yeah.
or PM?
PM. This is PM.
Oh, PM. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh.
I'll still.
Oh, good.
I'll still do it virtually, like we do everything else.
But you'll be up at five p.m.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, at that time, I'm just finishing off dinner and getting ready to go to bed because I get up at 3:30 every morning.
Oh my gosh!
So not too much of a nightlife for me, but that's okay. Mm. I'm not complaining. Not complaining at all. But yeah, that will be
you
something
have a
that
day we, life.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Big day life.
I love this next story because it involves so much that we've come to know and love about Great Barrington. And that is, the outdoor dining, pot shops. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Great Barrington is the select board is considering how the town will organize itself and open itself during this pandemic, which will no doubt be active during the summer, so they're planning ahead for to have outdoor dining on Railroad Street the way they did this past fall and summer. So it's we may have a vaccine that makes it unnecessary, but they're planning ahead.
Well, I think it's smart because you just don't know how quick it's going to roll out, and everybody is going to need two shots, and it's just preparing so that the restaurants can be open no matter what, and people know that they're going to be open with outdoor dining no matter what. I think this is so important. That's this early summer period is going to be so important for the survival of so many small businesses, and unfortunately, most of those small businesses are restaurants that need to survive. So I think it's a smart move.
We
and
hope
little
that
shops
still be there.
Yeah.
Right. That
right.
Depend on tourist trade and people coming to Tanglewood and to all the other cultural events in the Berkshires, which with the COVID pandemic. Had very abbreviated, their schedules were put online, and so there was no reason to travel here. So it's going to be
had very lively street life. It was really wonderful. I mean, all the restaurants were outdoors, and they were doing well. But of course, we'll wait and see who survives this year.
Yeah, it's a
key
thing. We don't
know who's going to be around next.
So I think it's great that Great Barrington is looking at it this early and planning and saying, okay, this is what we're going to do no matter what, and we'll see what happens with the pandemic after that.
People really enjoyed it too. Yeah. I mean, it was very nice to go downtown, and people were sitting outside. You could walk around and see people. You know, they weren't all inside the restaurant. So I suspect that even if it's safe to eat indoors, there are going to be a lot of restaurants who are going to enjoy serving outdoors.
Yep,
they have to.
Even if they don't have to, I bet they will. They'll do it. So we're getting set up for it, and it. Sure, it won't come a moment too soon for most of these restaurants.
Okay, so in your area, you have marijuana stores below Great Barrington, right below at the Sheffield Great Barrington border. Of course, just as you're leaving Great Barrington, Theory Wellness, and now, voila!
We have another one. Another one right as you at the intersection of 7 and 23.
Yeah.
There's this very interesting building up at the top of the hill overlooking Main Street.
Yeah, it used to be the jewelers, yep.
It was the jewelers recently. Before that, it was a high school, and before that, it was built.
You know what it was? It was a Christian Science church.
It was?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I thought it was a doctor's home.
Nope, it was a Christian Science church on the first floor. It's a big old stone mansion, and
gorgeous building.
It is a gorgeous building. And it was when I first traipsed into town. It was a Christian Science church up there.
Really?
Yes.
Now I always thought that there was going to be another pot shop where the church that they raised. I thought there was going to be a pot shop next to that too.
I thought so too. In the Flying Church.
Yeah,
the Flying Church.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Maybe it's just because we thought about pot. We thought, but I really thought that. But so this is going to be.
You mean flying high? You mean you thought it was a natural.
They could call it the Flying Pot Shop next to the Flying Church. But but this is going to be up on that hill, and is this also locally owned or is it is this?
No, I don't think it is locally owned.
You mean the new shop.
The new pot shop, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it is locally owned.
Is it open now?
No, not yet. No, they just got their permit the other night. And there was a question because I got distracted because I'm having an email problem. There was a school across the street from it, the John Dewey Academy, which is in that old Searle's Castle across the street behind the stone wall when you drive into Great Barrington, there's a school there. And, of course, pot shops are not supposed to be within a certain distance of the school, but we understand that the school is going to move to New Marlborough. So they got a permit, and they just got a permit this week. So, I think there is there's supposed to be another one opening right downtown, right near next door to Tom's Toys. And so, you know, we really do have a lot of pot shops now.
Right.
Well, apparently we need them.
I was going to say, it's, you know, there used to be a joke around here when I moved back here in the late 70s, early 80s from Kingston, New York. Everybody said back then, we need more Chinese restaurants around here. Well, all of a sudden, you know, 4 or 5 years later, there's a Chinese restaurant just about on every block.
Yes, right.
And so it's going to be it'll all work out, and the successful ones will continue, and the other ones won't. But it's an amazing business, and the towns want it simply because of the money.
It's quite a boon to the town budget. That's right, because they get a percentage of the sales.
See, but see, Great Barrington doesn't do it. Like in Winsted, Connecticut, there's a legal marijuana outlet for medical marijuana.
Yeah.
And that was put into an old Kentucky Fried Chicken building. So,
where better put a
pot shop in a Kentucky Fried Chicken building? They should have kept the franchise operating. You know, chicken and pot. Instead of a chicken in every pot, you have a pot in every chicken.
How about that?
Would have been a great slogan. It would have been a great slogan. But there'll be four. But I get, hey, if there's demand for it, and the town can make money for it and put it back into resources, I guess why not?
Right. You know? Right.
I guess why not? It's 2020 after all.
Right. I would like to make sure that there are a couple of stories that I am particularly interested in. I'm concerned that we won't get through our list. We're having such a good time. So I just want to draw your attention to the last two articles on the list because, you know, we took our magazine online because the pandemic prevented us from printing and distributing it. So we have added a couple more magazine articles to our magazine section this week. One is a preview of Berkshire Grown's winter markets. I mean, there's a holiday market taking place this Sunday. There are also winter markets that are taking place monthly this Saturday and then in January, February, March, and April. And hopefully in May we'll have the outdoor summer markets back. So there was a Berkshire Grown farmers market every month, of the year. Now through April indoors, and then beginning in May outdoors on Saturdays. So and that's in our magazine, and also we have, you know, this magazine is all about places to go and things to do. And one of the things to do, especially in this period, is to read a good book and have it transport you to who knows where, so another place. So we have a new feature called Berkshire Reads, and we have a list of interviews with seven authors who have new books coming out, and this is going to be a regular feature of our magazine from now on. And we are blessed in the Berkshires with wonderful writers, lots of writers, who have very interesting books coming out. And so we have a wonderful selection of books. We have fiction, memoir, poetry, history, science. And science fiction. So this is for people who are reading and who are looking for gifts. There's a wonderful selection of books by Berkshire authors, and we hope that you will buy them from Berkshire bookstores and not buy them online, because we want these bookstores to survive so we can go in and browse. You can't browse when you can't sort of read the first page.
Well, we should add that these bookstores, you can buy them. You can order them online.
Yes, you can.
From these bookstores, bookstores.
Right. You can order. The bookstores will get it for you and give it to you and curbside delivery, and just as quickly as you can get it from other online place.
That begins with an A.
Which will go nameless.
Oh, Alibaba.
Yeah, right.
And
with Alibaba, you get Chinese food, too.
Well, I don't know why there's an Alibaba, because basically everything you get from Amazon comes from China anyways. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Anyway,
no matter what you order, you always look at it, it was packaged in China. So.
Right. But
there's another thing, interesting thing that you have down here, and I was so glad to see it when I received the press release, and I've been talking about it, and that is the Barrington Stage Company is going to do their holiday getaway. It's going to be online, but still, I think it's great, once again, that they pivoted, and they're going to be doing that for people.
Right. Well, there's two things coming up. One is the virtual Fall Festival of Shakespeare at Shakespeare and Company, and every fall they do which is a wonderful thing to do. They have students, graduating students, seniors at Berkshire and Columbia County schools, and I believe also schools in northwestern Connecticut, and they have a huge festival of Shakespeare plays put on by these students, and it's absolutely delightful, and it's surprisingly good productions
that well directed,
well directed and well acted, mm-hmm. and these are all seniors in high school, so it's quite a festival. But this year it's going to be virtual, alas. But still, it's something to light up the dark winter nights or days. And also, Barrington Stage is presenting its Holiday Getaway, which is a virtual concert. It's on Friday the 18th. And also the 23rd, through the 23rd. Okay. So that's also something that you can dial up and watch virtually.
In fact, if you again go to the go to the calendar of the Berkshire Edge, and we have this fabulous online calendar where almost everything is listed, and you can search things to do. And believe it or not, even in these dark days, we have about 400 events posted on our calendar. So it's quite complete. People post their own events, and we invite them to do that so that, there are things that we don't know about that appear on our calendar. And also, again, in the magazine section, we have an article that we have updated since it was first published, called Holiday Happenings, which gives a pretty good rundown of all the holiday-related events taking place in the Berkshires. So we are a great resource of places to go and things to do.
All right, and St. Anne's Church in Lenox also has a Christmas spectacular that they are going to be doing.
Yeah.
That's right, they do. Yep.
And actually, the Lutheran and Episcopal Church, we're about to have something about this, but the Lutheran and Episcopal churches have joined forces to offer Christmas Eve services online, and we will have, as soon as the churches put up the information, we will also have it. So which churches are offering services and how you get, what the links are to each of these churches. So we won't miss Christmas Eve, those beautiful Christmas Eve services.
All right, and that's all at theberkshireedge.com, and also the magazine, which is online.
Yes.
That's right.
Hopefully back in print in May, because we do three a year, May, August, and November, but we suspended it in 2020 because this is a magazine about places to go and things to do, and a magazine needs a two-month lead time, and when we were trying to do our May magazine in March, it became pretty clear that nobody knew what was going to happen in May.
Well.
So hopefully this March people will have a better idea of what their summer plans are.
All right. Well, that's theberkshireedge.com. Once again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we'll speak to you, Guy,
join us as a member. We're having a membership campaign drive. Now. We need help from our readers in order to continue.
And and you'll join us next week for our Christmas Spectacular show?
Hey. We'll come down the chimney and
putting on my red suit.
We'll putting on our red suits, and we'll come down the chimney and broadcast in front of the hearth. How about that?
And we'll have cookies and milk for everybody.
Oh, delightful. Can't wait.
We'll speak to you next week. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is the Berkshire Edge on Robin Hood Radio and theberkshireedge.com, where you can find them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.